make up some time in the air. Again, my apologies for the bitul zman. So the Mishnah that we're up to on Lamed Testament Beis, so in Sharon is Amorsan Latarnagolan Abel Cholten. So you can use scalding water because that's not something that allows the flour to be machmet. So Isha Lotishra is Amorsan Shetolich Viad Lamerchatz Abel Shafa Hibivsara Yavish. That even chewing, masticating the food is something that can lead to chametz. So Tana Rabbanan Edvarim Shem Ban Lidei Chimot Ta'afoy Mevushal V'chalot Shechalto Beroschin Mevushal Ad Mevashalei Mechameya. But if you cook something, so then there's a chance that it will become chametz. Amar Papa Ha'afoy Shebishlo Ka'amar. That once something is properly baked, it's not going to become chametz anymore. And that's why we have there's some people that are careful about this, but other people are not so careful, because the Gemara says that once matzah is baked, you don't have to worry about putting it into any liquid. So Tani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kemach, Shanafal, Esochol, Dlaf, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, Ein Ovali Dechimot, as long as there's a steady stream of water dropping on it, it's not going to be machmetz. Amar Rav Papa v'huda avid tif lahadei tif. That means the drops are running one into the other. Imri devei Rav Shela v'sika shari v'atani v'sika asur l'kasha hada abde v'mishcha milcha hada abde v'mayu milcha. So it depends what the components are. If there's oil in there, so we're not so concerned. Amar Marzotra l'limachu yinish kadr v'kamcha de'avshina dilma lobashel shapir v'asi lidei chimot. So we're concerned in situations if things don't get fully cooked. Rashi says, explains, lo nases kali kol tzarka. It may not be fully roasted, and that is asi dechimot. So Amar Yosef lo lichod inish tre chite behade hadade. So you don't want two pieces of wheat that are going to be scalded together. Dilma az lechada viasra bitziraya dechavrasa. We're concerned that if one of them has a crack, so then if they're both being scalded together, so then one can be machmetz the other. So velo salik lihu dikula demaya me'arba ruchta ve'asi lidei chimot. It's not going to have water coming in from all four sides that will prevent it from becoming chametz. Amar Abaye lo lichro chenish trei shibole ba'adei adade. So again, one shouldn't literally to be machrich is to burn two pieces of shibolim together, dilmanafki maya mehayu bala idach, v'asyali dechimot. So we're concerned that one of them will have the impact of being machmetz the other. So amalei rava, so ihachi, so he says to Abaya, afilu chadanami. So we have different parts of one shibolis, or one chita. It can come out one side and go back in the other. So dilmanafik mehay resha bala idach resha. So alamarava me peros ninu. It must be a case that it's me peros. We just talked about mishcha. In May Peros, we don't have to be worried about them being machmitz. So Abaye was retracted his position, and he says that as long as the shape is that the water is coming out, you're using gravitational force from top to bottom. The cholagav midlayhu lo mechamtzi. Amar Abaye haychitzba de avishna sechifa shari zekifa aser. So if it's standing upright, and there's no way for the water to leave, so then we're concerned. But if it's a situation where there's like a funnel to the outside, and then we think that that's not going to lead to anything inside becoming chametz. So Rav Amar, if there's a kifa nami shari, again, this is Rav Lishitaso, me peros ninu, me peros enan machmitzen, and they don't become chametz. And Rabbanan, in lotus, in lasisa, is soaking. So in Pesach, min lasas, nizbaku, asuros. So if it cracks, then we have to be concerned about chametz. Lo nizbaku mutaros. Rabbi Yosi Omer sharon bechametz vechametz omtan. That if you have vinegar in there, vinegar closes up all the cracks, causes it to shrivel, and one isn't concerned about chametz. Amar Shmuel in halacha. Rabbi Yosi bidon paskin. That way in bechista marukba. Lo nizbaku mamish. Ela kol sheilu manichin al pichavis ve nizbakos me'alein. We don't remember really actually talking about things cracking open, but things that are in a position that if you would put them on top of a barrel, they'd be stretched out a little bit, then they would crack open. And Shmuel says, no, we only really concerned if they split open. So Abad Shmuel Uvda Bidura Devei Bar Chashu Nizbaku Mamash. So they were concerned only for a situation where the wheat split open. So Amaraba Bal Nefesh Lo Yiltos, that somebody is very careful, so he should not soak the wheat. So the Gemara says, Ma'irya Bal Nefesh Afilu Kulei Almanami. Everybody should be careful. That's what we said. The Hatani in Losis and Seorin Bepesach. That everybody's going to be careful about seorin, but chitin, which are less likely to become chametz, no bal nefesh will be machmir about that. Amalei Rav Nachman Ansayis Leila Abba. That was the way they used to refer to Rabba. Achol Nahama Di Pusha. Everybody who listens to Rabba, he's not going to soak the wheat, so he's going to end up with moldy bread, because if you don't soak it by process, it becomes moldy. Dehabe Rav Huna. They all did lasisa. It was something that was an accepted and common practice. V'rava amar asur lotos. So how could Rava come along and say that it's asur? L'adatani in losis and sa'orin v'pesach, sa'orin hu delo, ha'chite shari, but chitin are permissible. So lo mi baye kamar, lo mi baye chitin, kevan de'iz beit siraya, yali behu. Now we're flipping it around. We're saying that chitin are alulin relative to sa'orin. So chitin, which have tziraya, they have tziraya literally mean hinges in modern Hebrew. But they have little cracks where we're afraid the water is going to get in and be machmitz. Ayali behumaya valsari deshi, where it's smooth. Ema shapir dami kamash malan. So we should be careful about that. But anyway, Rava was chozer in his entire shita. Adam and Rava motor viltos detanya yotzin repas nikia vehadra. You could use very, very finely filtered flour as well as hadra. Hadra, we said before, was when you take all of the hadar away from the flour. So pasub and viyav shar nikia below the sea. So the only way that you could get pas nikia, the finest of flours, is if you're soaking it. So esve rapapa the rava hakamachin v'aslato shal nachrim shal kvarim tahorim v'shal krachin tamein. So in the krachin, they're going to be tamei. The kvarim ay taima lav mishum delolasi. See, is it not true that because in the kvarim they weren't such a high quality? So they didn't soak them. It wasn't together. V'chiyutan mayim alzera. There was no hechshel kabel tuma v'kakari le'solas. And nonetheless, it's called fine flour. So tirgama kimcha. So we say that it was not talking about solas. It was only talking about kemach. Basar denafik. Amar my time elo emale meha. So he's a little embarrassed. He forgot to say. He could have said a better answer. Damar Reb Zera. Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Amar Shmuel. Chitin shal menachos in losas in osam v'kakari le'solas. So apparently, the chitim shal menachos, they're very careful about them not becoming chametz, lo se'af ve'chametz, so they don't do lasisa, they don't soak them, and nonetheless, it's still called solas. So apparently, you can produce solas, fine flour, without soaking it first. So hadama rava mitzvah liltos. So rava went saying, from saying that it's also to saying that it's a mitzvah to do lasisa, shenamar, mushmar temes amatzos, ilo deboi lasisa shimor lamai. If you weren't soaking it, so what would you need the shimor for? Ishimor delisha. Shima Dilishar, that's already too late. Lav Shima Hurdam Ravuna Bitseko Shal Nachrim. Ademimale Kresu Mehen Bilvad Shayochal Kazayas Matza Biachrona. Biachrona in Berishon. Alo, my time, Mishim Dilavid Behu Shimur. To be Yotzin in midst of Matzah, Shmartem is a Matzah. So you need Matzah Shimura. And Mishas Lisha is not considered sufficient. Vilavid Le Shimur Meafia Ve'eloch. Alo, Lav Shmamina Shimur Meikara Ba'inan. We need Shimur from the very beginning. So this Gemara is going to suggest even Shimur from Shas Ksira. So Umi Mai, Dilma Shani Hasem Debe Idna Denachis La Shimur Lo Avid La Shimur. Maybe there was a situation that from Shas Lisha you weren't doing a proper guarding. Avol Hecha Debe Idna Denachis La Shimur Avid La Shimur Hachanami De Shimur De Lisha Vishimur. Ve'afilu Hachi Lo Hadar Be Rava. Rava was unwilling to back down from his position. The Amr Lahula, no, the Mahap Chukipi, he was telling the people who were involved in the harvesting, Koshrinas Hamarim, Bimosa Katsir, he was telling the farmers, Ki Mapchisu Hapichulishu Mitzvah, keep in mind the Shematzes Mitzvah, Alma Kasavar, Shimur Meikara, Mitchilaso, Viad Sofo Baina, Marbre de Ravina, Minkita, Lei, Ime, the Arabe. So Rashi explains, Kikin Mitchilas Katsir, the Tzarech HaPesach, so his mother used to bring him these packaged wheats that already were subject to Shimur Mishas Ktsira. So Har Arba Dechiti did have a Bechishta. So there was a boat that was filled with wheat that had sunk in the Chishta River. So Shari Rabba Dizvuni Lenachrim. So Rava said that you're allowed to sell to the Nachrim. So Esri Rava Bar Levi, the Rava Beged Shavar Bo Kilayim, Harez Olim Kerenali on the Nachri. Maybe we shouldn't be allowed to sell it to a Nachri. Vilo Yasebo Mirdas Lechamor, and you shouldn't use it as a saddle for Lechamor because it's going to get resold to a Jew. Avalosin Oso Tachrichin the Mace. You can use it as Tachrichin for a Mace because he's not obligated in the mitzvah of Kilayim. Beged Kilayim Shad Mezlo Yalach only applies to a living person, a person who's a Mace. Is Pater Mina Mitzvah. So it's an Indian of Loeg LaRash. The Bali Atosos discuss it about how Loeg LaRash would apply in such a situation. There's an important line here of Shita Rabbeinu Tam in the longer Tosos. I'll just quote it to you. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Nikom Makom Shaykh Van Liug, Lefi Shamari Natsun Kim Mitzuvim Mitzvos, Vehain Enan Mitzuvim, Enodome Mitzuvah Viosa, Lemishena Mitzuvah Viosa. That one of our considerations when it comes to Loeg LaRash is we don't want to generate a situation where even though technically speaking they're not obligated, but we're sort of lording our achiev over them because of Gadol Mitzuvah Osa. Another point that Rabbeinu Tam makes in the sugi of Loeg LaRash is that there's a din klali of Loeg LaRash, but there's a din prati of Loeg LaRash by tzitzis, because tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvah sheba Torah. So that's an important point to take into consideration. Okay, so in any event, there's a concern if you're going to sell something that could become chametz to a non-Jew, maybe a Jewish person is going to buy it back on Pesach, just like a beged she'avad bo kilayim. So the Gemara says, Hadam Arabel is a vinu kaba kavali Yisrael, kehechi dekalya kami pischa. So you'd rather sell it a little bit at a time to a Jewish person, not to a nachri, so that it's all finished by Pesach. Tanu Rabbanan, in mold and as a kedera of a pesach v'arotza sheyimlo nosin as a kemach v'archakach nosin as a chometz. You put the vinegar in second. V'yesh omer af nosin as a chometz, or you could put it in first. V'archakach nosin as a kemach. So mani yesh omer am rechistad Rabbi Yehuda. He did not ha ilfis. An ilfis, a pan. V'ha kedera, pach, aviran meroschen lo yitena tochan tavlin. Because that's still considered a kli rishon, and it's just removed from the fire. Aval nosim esocha ka'arot, put into kli sheni, and we know defanos mikaros, that's not going to be a din of bishul. O lesocha tamchei. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lecholu nosim chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. But even a kli sheni, we know that when it comes to kali habishul, it's capable of being mevashul, and if it's a davar charif, so we have to be concerned that maybe that's going to be mevashul as well. With the nukma k'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Omer Sharon Bechometz Bechometz Somtan, that actually the impact that vinegar has in the opposite direction, it causes a shriveling, and once that shriveling happens, we're less concerned about the things becoming chometz. Rabbi Yosi Hani Milei Deisei Be'enei Aval Yedei Tarovas Lo, but if it's in a Tarovas, it's not going to be strong enough to inhibit the chometz making process. Ulam Arechad Zeh Ve'achad Zad Aser Mishum Leich Leich Hamrina Nazira Schar Schar L'charma Lo sikare, that's a dinder abana. We don't want people playing with fire. We don't want the nazir to go into the kerem unless he comes to eat the grapes. So to here we make a get there. We don't want people to come close to chametz. Or papa shari lei the bordiki devejrish galusa lemacha kedera bechasisi. So papi allowed the professional bakers, the nachtomim, to use this kind of kemach, this kind of flour, kimcha diabshuna. He permitted it. Is there somebody that's really going to allow this in a place where there are people who are not Jewish and not careful in these halachos? There's a tradition that he himself performed it. He did this himself, but he wouldn't allow other people to do it. He couldn't trust others. Rashi says, so he was concerned about people who were not professionals in terms of being careful about these halachos. The avadim were mizalzel. So the Mishnah says, "Ein nosin kemach l'so charosas. Charosas is a davar charif. Olso chachardo v'nasam yochal miyad, because it's going to become chametz very soon." Rabbi Meir oser. So Meir says it's oser. In mevashon as a pesach olim ashken olim heros. You can rub the meperos on it, but again, there's an iser deraisa uvashal mevushal by the carbon pesach. So the wastewater of the baker, so that already has, Nachum puts his hands in it, so we're very concerned about that becoming chametz. So Amar Rav Kahana machokas osochas achardol, so mustard seed, so charoses the riakol yisarif miyad, that becomes chametz right away. Tanina mihachi and osten kemach osocha charoses v'inosan yisarif miyad. Osocha achardol, Reb Meir omer yisarif miyad, that chardol is a machlokas. Reb Meir says we have to be machmir, but chachamim omrim yochal miyad, you have a short window of time to be able to eat it. So Amar Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei chachamim. We paskin against Rabbi Meir. We can be makel when it comes to the chardol. We're going to be machmer and the charoses. Amar le Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yehuda, acharoses ka'amar. Mar or chardol ka'amar mar. Were we talking about charoses or are we talking about chardol, the mustard seed of the charoses? So Amar le the main afkamina le de Rav Kahana, dam Rav Kahana machlokes lesocha chardol. Everybody agrees that becomes chametz right away. So Amar Rabashi kavase the Rav Kahana mistabrim the Amar Shmuel in halachah Rabbi Yosi. That's what we already saw in the previous amud. My lab tzimutzei hu de lo tzamis. So we assume that it doesn't cause it to constrict, to contract. That again prevents it becoming chametz. Ha chamoy mechama lo delma lo mitzamei tzamis ulo chamoy mechamea. So we say maybe it's somewhere in the middle. It doesn't cause it to dafka not become chametz, but it doesn't necessarily make it chametz either. So if you take a look over at the Bali Atosis, Midam Rishmol in Alach Rabbi Yosi, so Hashta, the Bali Atosis says, Midam Chometz leCharoses. So basically making an equation between Charoses and Chometz in terms of things that we have to be very careful about, a Davar Charef that's going to translate into chametz. So the Bali Tosfos are pointing out, wait a second, there appears to be a machlokas here. According to Ula, it was an issue of the Rabbanan, right? It was only an issue of creating a gezeira, that we don't want people to get too close to chametz. But according to our Mishnah and our Gemara over here, so it sounds like charoses is going to immediately turn things into chametz. So that's a very important distinction. So again, we were talking about when the status of shmira has to take hold. We said mishas lisha, and our Gemara was already very late in the process. Shimor meikara bainan, which the Gemara defined as shimor mishasa kitzira. So there's a Tosfos that I wanted to get to. So Tosfos picks up on this. It sees that the Gemara is taking a maximalist position with respect to matzah shemura. So this is the Tosfos on Mem Amud Aleph, that short Tosfos ki mabchisu kipu havchisu l'shem matzah. That was what Rava was telling the people who were working in the fields. Yim tomer kevan desvirle daboy shimor b'shas hipoch imkein heichim muchach the mitzvah l'iltos. Then how is Rava? Rava was the one who was choset, right? Normally he said that there was an isolacy. So then he says it's a mitzvah liltos, that you have to soak it. That's the right thing to do. Imkein heichi muchach the mitzvah liltos, dilma lav mitzvahi, alo detzarech shimor mitchilaso bad sofo. Because remember the raya that Rava brought, that mitzvah liltos, is that you need matzah shmura, ushmartem es hamatzah. So he says, ah, so what would you need shmira from if it wasn't from the lasisa itself, from soaking it? Maybe that's when the shmira begins. But if Rava is already saying that the shmira is meikara, it's mishas ktsira, and not from the moment that you start soaking the flour, so then what raya is there that the mitzvah lotos? Ve'eshlomar de'ikar shmimor kedei shelo tachmitz. That really the ikar shimor is once it comes into contact with water. V'sava Rava ilav shi yishimor mechametz. B'shashu adayin dagon kigon l'sisa lo haya matzrich shimor b'shas beidari mitchila asadigun. So he says that basically the way that it works is kind of an inverted svara. So really you need shmira b'shas l'sisa. So that's the ikar shmira. But Bali Tosfos are giving a svara. So if that shmira is going to be significant, it's only going to be significant because there's what they call in law enforcement the chain of custody, is that we're sure that it's actually had shmira from a much earlier stage. So this is a very interesting idea. So again, remember Rashi, we saw earlier, the Rashi says that there are really two dinim of shmira. One shmira is l'shem atzas mitzvah. There's another din of shmira from chametz. So the Bali Atos is saying, the real shmira, shmartem es hamatzos, That means that we're guarding it from becoming chametz. That means it's really from the time point when it comes into contact with water. So you could say a little bit differently. You could say a different answer than this Tosas and say, no, there's two different dinim going on in the Gemara. Rava says it's a mitzvah liltos based on the pasuk of Ushmartem es hamatos, because that's when we're actually guarding it from becoming chametz. So why did he tell the people who were involved in the kitzira, the earliest stages of the processing of the grains that will eventually be turned into matzah, why did he tell them that they should have shmira in mind? It wasn't because of shmira min hachametz, but it's shmira l'shem matzah mitzvah. And these are two separate dinim. So mishas kitzira reflects the idea that this is, which is eventually going to be the chatzah shel matzah, you want to be guarding it for the purposes of the smitzah. Remember, that came up in the topic of the Rikike Nazir and Lachmei Toda. There, the problem was that it had shmira for a different mitzvah in mind. Remember, then the Gemara came back and said, oh, there's a t'nai. They realized that the whole time they were making it, they're saying, if I can sell it, terrific. If I'm not going to be able to sell it, so I'm going to use it l'shem matzah smitzvah. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that even that t'nai is acceptable. But, okay. So that could be exactly what Rava was telling the workers on the farm. You could tell them it's not shmira for purposes of preventing it from becoming chametz. The shmira that he's referring to there is shmira for the sake of matzah mitzvah. It's to have the eventual destination in mind of matzah shel mitzvah. Okay, so the other thing to remember from our daf, and again, my apologies that we got a late start, but Baruch Hashem, you had a little kvitzas hadrachim. So is loeg larash. So Rabbeinu Tam has two comments about loeg larash. Is that we have to be very sensitive in terms of Gadol Mitzuvah Ve'osa, Mishena Mitzuvah Ve'osa. Okay, this is a very long Tosos, so Tosos goes back and forth. Should the talus in which the mace is buried in, should it have tzitzis, or should it not have tzitzis in it? So again, that even if they have tzitzis, we still have to be careful about showing our tzitzis, because we're Gadol Mitzuvah Ve'osa relative to them, Shena Mitzuvah Ve'osa. That's number one. The second point that Rabbeinu Tam makes is that there's a din klali of loeg larash, but then there's a din prati of loeg larash. Din prati of loeg larash has a special shaychus to the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is shakol keneged kol mitzvah shebatar leman tizkiru v'asisem as kol mitzvosai. So it could be that loeg larash is very specific when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, very good. So we will hold it up here. And God willing, we'll pick it up from there at the regular time tomorrow. And again, my apologies that we had such a terrible